Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 455729 through 455803, warrants 7241 through 7243, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Got approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session July 22nd, 2019, and July 29th, 2019.
I move to approve July 22nd, 2019, regular session minutes.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 29th, 2019.
I listened to the tape, but I'm going to abstain.
That's fine. You can do that. You took part in the meeting via telephone.
Yes, sir. I didn't know if.
That's up to
you. I took part of it and I listened to the tape, so I'll second it.
I got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Notice of renewal for HVAC services, judicial center, and jail facilities.
You want to look again?
I'm sorry. Agreement for tax statement mailing services, number 19092. I have a letter from Mr. Elliott, dated August 1st, and approves the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Ozark Mailing Services and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Now, notice of renewal for HVAC services, judicial center, and jail facilities, EPM CTC software, number 19-090M. Dated August 1st, 2019, from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he's reviewed the notice of renewal by and between Temperature Control Company and Taney County and approves the notice as to form.
Do you guys have comments on it?
You've not ever had any trouble with him at all?
No.
No.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and Temperature Control Company.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
You might want to stay.
Parking garage discussion.
Scott, can you tell us a little what's happening with the parking garage?
Absolutely. We've got a spot in the, as you pull in the entrance, probably 25 feet in, that's
what I call separated from the other piece of concrete. It's foul about a quarter of an inch. And as when we met with Spencer that day and Devin up in the top there, he hit it with a hammer and it's got a hollow sound, which automatically said that he thought that it needed to be cut out and redone. He's over there looking at the plans now since we just found them. Mm-hmm. And he's going to go over the whole thing with the chain and drag it. But now I don't know if he's going to have to do that now that he has the prints.
He had originally thought, due to the size of the garage being no bigger, what he... And there he just walked in, so he may speak to the issue.
Did you get to look over?
What do we know?
Talk about the parking garage? Okay.
Oh, just a moment for Spencer from Great River Engineer.
Okay. It was pointed out that there was part of the upper deck that was cracking and failing, and so one of the things we looked at is what kind of a short-term solution can we come up with and then evaluate it for a longer-term solution. And then, two, are there any other areas of deficiency that are noted on the deck? And so what we discussed as far as a short-term solution was to go ahead and just put a steel plate down, just like you would on, MoDOT does that a lot on bridges where they have a deck failure, just a localized deck failure. So they'll put a steel plate down just to allow traffic across it until they can make a more permanent long-term repair. So that was our recommendation for the one place that we've identified as being an issue. And then, in trying to look at a long-term solution, is to go through there and see if there's any other areas that have failed or are on the beginning points of a failure, and we'd look at where there was either cracking and or delamination of that concrete. And the way that you typically do that is when you can't do a visual inspection due to the coating that's been placed on the decking, we would do it with a chain drag. And basically what you're doing is dragging that chain across the deck, listening for changes in tone, because the changes in tone will delineate where there's something going on, mark those areas, and then investigate those a little bit further to see if there's a need for a more substantial repair in those locations. So what we would propose to do is do that, go through and do that evaluation, the physical evaluation of the deck, and it's just the upper deck is the only portion that we're talking about, and then come up with a repair solution. And I believe that the work that we've seen that the Road and Bridge Department has done, that it's fully within their capabilities to go in there and make that type of repair. Basically, what you would do is remove the deficient area, clean that, put a bonding agent to help bond that new concrete with the old concrete, install some reinforcing steel into that existing concrete that would extend over into the new concrete, and then pour that back, and then apply that protective coating to protect it from any moisture from penetrating, causing any further delamination. So that was just our analysis of the situation and recommendations for moving forward. So,
do you recommend that they do that first, or you do the chain drag first to see if there's any other deficiencies?
I would do the chain drag first just to make sure and see what we got. That's something that we can complete fairly quickly. And then based upon our findings for that, we can move forward with the repair. And the thing about it is the repair is going to be a typical repair. The way you repair one area is going to be very similar to the way you would repair any other areas on the deck. The one thing I don't think we're going to find, which could be an issue, is that those are double T's that have stems on them. If you get into that stem area, you're going to have more of a repair issue there, but I don't anticipate that that's what we're going to find. Typically, they fail in those outer parts of the double T, so.
What causes it? Moisture getting in there and then freezing?
Typically it's moisture, and then sometimes too, those have a tendency when they're transported that they kind of flex a little bit when they're transported. So sometimes you can get some cracking that can occur from that transport, but I don't know that that was the case in this case, but sometimes you can get those localized failures just over time that crack continues to grow with loading. But I think what the main thing in this case was just an overload situation that was localized to one area. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with the history on that.
Oh, so this all stems from whenever...
Yeah.
Was it the city?
That's many years ago.
Fire truck.
Fire truck. And they used that to try and get one of the lights or something?
Yeah. Yeah, it stressed that out as it drove across. So.
But that was several years ago.
And
that's gradually...
repaired. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it just could be that maybe that repair wasn't... substantial enough to help bridge that. So we would try to make sure that we take that into consideration. And we design double T type structures, so we're familiar with that approach and, you know, the different components of that. What to avoid and what to watch out for.
Has it been about a year and a half that we had that done?
Talking about the coating?
Yeah, and they did that repair at the time. They had an engineer?
A different spot they worked on.
Different spot.
Yeah.
They did the repair then. But did they just check the one spot when they did it? They didn't, I mean, when they put the coating on.
Well, there was nothing really to detect at the time. I mean, there was no cracks. There was
nothing visual to detect, so no, they didn't do a chain drag or whatever you're talking about.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah. I mean,
they could have found it if they had done that. Is that a fair statement?
It could have been an indication that there was an issue going on there. And what they rely on is on those, you're looking at visual inspections. So if you can't see it, you don't really know that it was there.
Yeah, why would you take it?
Yeah, yeah. So that's why a chain drag is an accepted standard to try to look at those things that you can't see but you might hear. Well, and then investigate it further.
I know in the last 5-6 years, there's been talk of one of the reasons why we have issues is because it's not covered. Is there any truth to that?
I mean, it's moisture is always an enemy of any type of structure like that, whether it's a parking garage or a roadway or a bridge deck. But water is always an issue.
But with that coating, is there not proper drainage to get?
There's drains.
It
on
looks
both
like
sides.
It looks like it drains. It looks like it drains, and that protective coating looks like it's a really durable, well-performing coating. I think the coating is not the issue. I think
the damage happened before the coating.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't see any signs that there's water that's coming through that area. Other than after it's failed,
yeah.
then you're going to get that because you've broken that protective coating.
You know, it's still not getting through there. You can start seeing it.
Yeah.
The salt and the stuff on the bottom of the structure starting to...
And it does. You can see down below.
Yeah.
Where it's
yeah.
coming through the moisture.
Yeah. And you know, and you typically see it, it'll start looking like, I don't know if it's stalagmites or stalactites, but the calcium that's in the concrete actually gets pulled out of the concrete from the water and it starts making,
yeah.
and it starts showing signs of that.
We have some employees that are concerned about parking underneath. Is there any reason that we did not close it this time on it? I think we did last time. But is there any reason they should have any concern of safety parking underneath until it's fixed?
No. And the thing, too, is that that steel plate will bridge over that gap, so it would never really apply a load to that area that's in question there. And then we don't see any signs that it's imminently falling underneath. Actually, it's hard to even see that it's cracking underneath. The crack's happening on the surface, so it's not like it's on the verge of falling and being a health or a safety hazard. And then, too, when we try to displace it, you know, with a sledgehammer, it's still solid. It's just not. It's just cracked.
When would you be available to do the chain drag?
We can get this probably scheduled this week for the chain drag and then doing the repair recommendations and then working with... Devin and the Road and Bridge Department on ordering the materials for the repairs. And again, once we know how much area that we're really talking about. Hopefully it's just this localized issue, but while we're doing it, I think it would be a good time to go ahead and make sure we don't have other issues.
As we know, we have an agreement already with Great River and the HDR to... Do we need to vote on this or just give her...
So just have Devin get with you.
Okay.
Or I guess... Buildings and grounds on that aspect, and then Devin on the repair aspect.
And like I said, I think, honestly, I think our fee to do this, to do the evaluation and the design